So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the case of Yared Litvul B'ma'ara, V'nimtza Meis Tzaf Al Pei Ma'ara Tameh. If the Nazar immersed himself in the spring of a cave and the mess was later discovered floating at the cave's entrance, he is Tameh and says to the Minyan Naziris, because this is considered a Tumah Yudua, since the Tumah was not covered. And Safek Tumah B'Shas HaYachid Sveikei Tameh. This is a question of whether he became Tameh in the private area, in which we go L'Chumra, and he's considered Tameh. The Gemara now makes a distinction, as the Rosh explains, that Tzav mitameh le'inyan tumas oil. Only regarding tumas oil of a mess do we say that a floating tumah is mitameh mesafik. However, Tzav ain't mitameh le'inyan sheretz. Regarding tumas maga, such as a sheretz, a floating tumah is not mitameh mesafik. As the Braisa states, safik tumah tzafa be'mekelim be'mekarka tahira. If a person has a safik, if he became tumah from a sheretz that was found floating in water, the Tanakhama holds there is no difference whether the water was in a vessel or in the ground. In all cases, he is tar. However, Reb Shimon makes a distinction, Bekalim Tameya, Bekarka Taira. If the water was in a vessel, he is Tameh, but if it was in the ground, he is tar. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama holds, Safek Tuma Tzafa, Bein Mekalim, Bein Mekarka Taira, because there is a contradiction in the Pesukim regarding Sheretz. One Pasuk states, Bechal HaSheretz HaSheretz. These words imply that the sheretz is metameh kam makom shu sheretz, in all areas that a sheretz can multiply. Another pasuk states, b'sheretz ha-sheretz al ha'aretz. The words al ha'aretz imply only on the ground. The Tanakhama reconciles these pesukim as follows. Ha-ketzad, v'adai magoi tameh. If it were certain that the person touched the sheretz, then kam makom shu sheretz. He becomes tameh in all areas. However, safik magoi tar. If it was questionable whether he touched it, then halaharetz, he only becomes tameh if the sheretz was on the ground. But tzafa b'mayim b'mekelim b'mekarker tahira. While Reb Shimon holds, b'kelim tmeya b'karker tahira, because there is a contradiction in the previous pasuk, which states, ach mayin ubar mikvamayim yitar v'negeh b'nevlasim yitameh. The beginning of the pasuk implies that a sheretz is not metameh in water, but the end of the pasuk implies that a sheretz is metameh in all areas, even in water. Reb Shimon reconciles and explains, Ha-ketzad, tzafa b'kelim tummy. If the water was in a kli, then he is tummy misafik because, as Tesis explains, lav dumya demayan, a kli is different than a spring that is in the ground. However, b'kakar tar, if the water was in the ground, then he is tar because dumya demayan. They are similar in that they are both in the ground. The Gemara now continues with several questions regarding a floating tumma. Meis b'kli, v'kli tzaf al pnei hamayim mahu. If part of a mess was in a utensil, but the kli was floating in the water, do we say that the mess is considered tzafa and is not mitameh misafik because basar kli as linon, we consider the kli which is floating on water, or the mess is considered nach, stationary, and is mitameh misafik because basar mesa as linon, we consider the mess that is nach in the kli. The Gemara continues to question, according to the Gears of the Rosh, even if we assume that lav basar kli as linon, we do not consider the kli, and the mess is considered nach, because lechashav kechad gufa, the mess and the kli are separate entities, in which the kli is a hefsik, a separation, between the mess and the water, what would be the halacha in the case of meis al gabi sheretz? The mess was situated on a sheretz that was floating. Do we say, keman demachta tumah b'kli damya, the mess is considered nach, because hay tumas erev v'hay tumas shiva. The sheretz and the mess are shnei gufim, two separate entities, since the sheretz is only mitameh for one day, while the mess is mitameh for 7 days. Therefore, the sheretz is a hefsik. Or we say that the mess is considered tzafa because tumas michtihi. They are considered chad gufo, one entity, since they're both mitameh and the sheretz is not a hefsik. And even if we assume that keman demach de tumi bekli damya, v'tameh vadai, because hay tumas erev v'hay tumas shiva, what would be the halacha regarding sheretz al gabi nevela? A sheretz was on a nevela that was floating. Do we say that the sheretz is tzafa because kivin itavayu tumas erev inun tumas semichtehi? They're chad gufa, since they're both metameh for only one day and the nevela is not a hefsik. Or we say that the sheretz is not tzafa because ha kezayis by kadosha. They are shnei gufim, since the shear for tumas nevela is only a kezayis and olive, while tumas sheretz is even b'kadosha, a barley grain. Therefore, the nevela is a hefsik. The Gemara continues with several other questions regarding a sheretz that is nach on an item that is tzafa b'mayim, as to whether the item is a hefsik between the sheretz and mayim or not. The previous Mishnah discussed a case of Tumasat Tahoim, where Yored Litvul B'Ma'ara Nimtzim Meshukah B'Karka Ma'ara. If the Nazir immersed himself in the spring of a cave, and a Tumah was later discovered buried in the ground of the cave, then it depends. Yored Lahakir Tahar, if the Nazir was Tahar while he immersed himself, then he's considered Tahar, and he's not Seis of the Minyan Naziris, because Dava Mechusolav, this is considered a Tumasat Tahoim, since the Tumah was covered, and Hilchos HaGemirila. There's halachal mashim misina that tumas atoim is not metame. However, li tar mit tumas mes tar tummy. If the nazir was tummy from another mess while he immersed himself, and only after he was metar and completed the naziris was the tumah of the cave discovered, he is considered tummy and is seiser. Because shecheskes tummy tummy vecheskes tar tar shereglayim ladaver. The halachal mashim misina of tumas atoim only applies when the nazir had a cheskes tahara where he was not tummy at the time. However, the halacha of Tumas HaTohim does not apply if the Nazir had a Cheskes Tumah where he was Tummy at the time. Rav Amnuna now says, Nazir v'Oisa Pesach shaholchu b'kevra Tohim b'shvi shalehen Tohirim. If a Nazir who is Tummy and then completed his Naziris Tahara, or one who brought a Karban Pesach after having been Tummy and then becoming Tahar, realized afterward that on the seventh day of their Tumas Mes they had encountered a Tumas HaTohim, they remain Tahar. The Nazir is not such as Naziris, and the other is not obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because lo yalim et tumas atohim lemister. A tumas atohim on Yom Shvi does not have the power to cancel the 7 days. However, Rava asks from our Mishnah, which says, Yared li tar mit tumas ames tamei, shecheskes tamei tamei. If the Nazir was becheskes tamei, he is tamei even through tumas atohim. If so, in this case, he ought to be tamei because at the time he was still becheskes tamei. Rav Amnuna makes a distinction. In the Mishnah's case, Tumas HaTohim Seisr, because this is a case of Nazir Shemechusa Teglachas. A Nazir Tameh who did not yet cut off his hair for Teglachas Tumah, and he's still Becheskes Tameh. However, in Rav Amnuna's case, Tumas HaTohim Ein Seisr, because this is a case of Nazir Shegilach. The Nazir Tameh had already cut off his hair for Teglachas Tumah when he encountered the Tumas HaTohim, and he's not Becheskes Tameh anymore. And even though Mechusa Harav Shemesh, the Tumas Mes is not completely removed until nightfall. However, he is not Becheskes Tamei because Shimshim Memela Arva. Nightfall comes automatically. Therefore, he is not considered Mechusar Harav Shemesh.